welcome to Hammer Time. I am your host, Brandon Enyart, as always. And I want to thank Dom Liberati for the intro music. Every single week I open the show with We Own the Night, the Night Drive remix of that track. And Dom Liberati is awesome. Go to www.domliberati.com. The dude is cool. I consider him a friend. And but even if he wasn't a friend, I'd still tell you to download his music. So this isn't like, you know, oh, hey, give my buddy's music. No, this dude is legit. He's awesome. In fact, he's going to be playing in Tacoma tomorrow night. So if you're a Washingtonian, I know it's a bit of a drive up here from up here in Bellingham. But definitely go check him out. He's going to be, go check out his Facebook. It has all the details for all that and his Twitter. And he's a really funny guy, too. So, but anyways, on to the soccer. That's obviously what you guys came here for. Why you subscribe to this. And last time I talked to you guys, a little bit of a rough patch for the Hammers, you know, losing to West Sound, gave West Sound their first goal in their EPLY history. And that was a little rough, you know. We had such a great start. The Hammers had such a great start to the season. So they went down to Seattle this past weekend, in hopes of, you know, getting back on track, obviously. And so here's how it went. Throughout the first half, Bellingham controlled most of the tempo against the Stars, Seattle Stars. Were able to nab a goal quickly in the 7th minute after Dan Anderson's cross found Sean Connor's head. Connor's header, though, hit the crossbar, but the rebound was collected by Andrew Weischer and put away for the first goal of the match. A little bit of pinball action on that one. And although the Hammers had the lead, the Stars did find some success winning balls in the air. This would lead to some halftime adjustments from the coaching staff, but not before Curtis Peterson would knock in the second goal of the game off of a pass from Rene Caro in the 41st minute. Bellingham would go into the half up 2-0. That felt good after the getting blanked last week. Halftime adjustments seemed to pay off as the Hammers kept the ball out of the air and maintained more possession. The score remained 2-0, though, up until the 79th minute when a build-up from Tyler Bjork gave Mohamed Mo Marinol the opportunity to stretch the Hammers' lead to 3, and there was never a doubt Mo found the back of the net to give Bellingham a 3-0 lead on the road. In the 90th minute, Curtis Peterson would get a brace after knocking in a cross from Conlon Kipney. Hammers managed to keep the Stars from scoring through stoppage time to earn Leo Cohen his second clean sheet of the season and Bellingham's fourth EPLY win. Head coach Lance Callaway had this to say on Bellingham's performance. Quote, "Today's match was good and got the boys back on track. The first half, we controlled most of the tempo and created most of the opportunities. We had a problem because we were trying to battle in the air with Seattle, and they were far better than us at winning balls out of the air. But in the second half, our team played the ball on the deck, and we played far better." He then went on to say that this win really does a lot for these guys after the disappointing performance we had last Sunday. Come up with pretty much a commanding victory shows the guys they can do it if they focus, end quote. Hammerman of the match is Bailey Martin, who did a stellar job, according to Coach Callaway, of maintaining composure in the back. This win brings Bellingham United FC to 4-1-0, a tie with Vancouver Victory FC, whose record is also 4-1-0. But because of the goal differential, Bellingham keeps the top spot in the EPLY, which is right where we want to see our Hammers. Seattle Stars fell to 0-3-0 after that loss. A little bit of a rough start to their season. So yeah, that was great for the Hammers to get back on track. You know, I really think it's awesome that Curtis Peterson was involved on a lot of those, on a couple of those goals. You know, Curtis showed a lot of promise last year as a defender. This year we've seen him in the midfield as well. He's playing great. I think the kid is just a natural footballer, and so great to see him getting on the action. You know, you're seeing Mo Marinol on a lot of the goals as well. That's good to hear. And Tyler Bjork, you know, he's come back this year to play, and I gotta say, I believe that he is the heart and soul of the team right now. Tyler Bjork is giving everything in every match. He's always a part of the scoring. He never gives up. Big, big props to Tyler Bjork. I think he's just playing phenomenal this season, and I can't wait to see what he does through the rest of these matches. I just think I got to give total credit to Tyler Bjork. I think he deserves – the fans need to make sure that they are cheering on Tyler for all the hard work that he does because, you know, last year we didn't get to see him play. This year he comes back. Who knows? You know, fitness level, whatever. boy, he's come back better than ever. I think he's just playing phenomenal. So good on you, Tyler Bjork. Keep it up, man. We're really enjoying watching you. So, So you know, it's great to see Renee Carroll getting involved, and you know, Conlon Kiffney. That's another name we've been talking about a lot lately. It's so good. And you know what's awesome is that the Hammers had a great road record last year, and it seems to be the same this year. They're playing great on the road. That's the obviously, you know, it goes without saying, that's the toughest place to get a win. You know, a lot of teams are satisfied with a draw on the road. So the fact they're winning on the road, they're still undefeated on the road, I just think that's just absolutely just awesome. So keep that up as well. But definitely, let's win some matches at home in front of all those fans. And speaking of you fans, you need to come out to these games. And, you know, I know Mother's Day, a lot of you came despite the holiday, and that's awesome. Cool for all of you. You guys are great. But, you know, we want to see this place packed. We want to see Civic Stadium just, you know, bursting at the seams with fans. We want to see that Copper Hog beer garden full of people enjoying some of the great, great beverages the Whatcom County has to offer, and the Island Counties for that matter. So come on over, get a drink, say hi to the regulars in the beer garden. There's some awesome people there. And if you're not old enough to go to the beer garden, there's also some great people in the audience. Of course, you got, you know, Hooligan Ron is at every game, and you got just plenty of familiar faces. And say hi to me. I'm usually down behind the bench, and you can come over and say hi and help shake some balls. So also, if you want to hear the play-by-play from the games, you can always check out www.soundcloud.com/ksvr-sports. And my friend Merrick Parnell, he calls the games, and some of you can't make it to the match. Maybe some family or whatever can't make it there. So go check out soundcloud.com/ksvr-sports, and you can find all of the calls from all the home games. Bellingham United FC, Merrick Parnell doing a great job there. And I actually called a few Bellingham Blazers games with him this year. That's our junior hockey team in Bellingham, and I did the color commentary, and Merrick's a great guy, and he's definitely, you know, trying to live out the dream, being a commentator, and he's doing a great job. So go check out Merrick's stuff. All right, well, now it comes to preview time, and you know that we're on the road again, the Bellingham United FC Hammers, and this time they're headed to Silverdale to play against a familiar opponent from that we might have had our first loss in the EPL WATU, being West Sound FC. And you know there's some revenge on the table here, because that loss left a bad taste in everybody who is wearing a Bellingham United crest, all their mouths. And, you know, so there's definitely that wanting to beat them on the road. Speaking of being on the road, it's that time where I talk to you guys about heading over to www.bellinghammers.org. That's Supporters Club, and Hooligan Ron, he takes the bus, all these away trips. You can go to the website, bellinghammers.org, to find out more about it and get your reservation on the bus. The bus is great. It's got a great sound system. I've heard there's a TV, and the people just get excited, and you get hyped, and you don't have to get bored while you're sitting at your, you know, sitting in traffic. There's a Northgate traffic when you're heading to Seattle and all that stuff. You don't have to get bored, because you're going to be surrounded by people who love soccer and love the Hammers and are excited to go and see some road game excitement. You need to go to bellinghammers.org. You need to make this be the experience of your life, because it will be. And you're going to thank me, and you're going to thank everybody. You're going to thank Hooligan Ron for having this awesome bus. And you just need to do it. Because you know how much I just talked about how the Hammers are doing great on the road? You know how awesome it is when they get to look up into the stands and see their fans on the road with them, never leaving them by themselves? Oh, what a great feeling that is as an athlete. It's just awesome. It just warms you up. And at risk of sounding all, you know, fuzzy and whatever. But yeah, it does. And so you need to go to bellinghammers.org. Great supporters of Hammer Time Soccer, this podcast, so I thank them very much. And yeah, you need to go there, get your reservation, do it, enjoy some Bellingham United soccer on the road. We've been doing great. We need to keep it up, and they're going to keep it up. I have faith in them, so be a part of it. There you have it. There's my spiel. So, yeah, this next game, boy, I mean, that's what all we have to say is that it's revenge. West Sound FC, first loss, an EPL WA team, our first loss, and it was at home, and we want to make them feel the same way at their home in Silverdale. And so, you know, here's how it goes. Talked about Tyler Bjork earlier. He's having a great season. He worked so hard in that game against West Sound FC at Civic Stadium. I really do feel like Tyler's going to put his all into it again. And as long as the rest of the guys in the team can surround him and they can have that same feeling of wanting to beat West Sound and wanting to make up for that sad game, oh, man, I think we can do it. I think we can even do better. I will predict this game. If we can get everybody all in like Tyler was in that game, boy, I think we can win this by 3 goals. And I'm not one to make predictions often, but I believe in this team. Guys, if you're listening, I know that you want to do the same thing that I'm talking about right now. You want to beat these guys. So I do believe you guys can do it. And the troops are going to be rallied. It's going to be great. I can feel it. I can just feel it. The Hammers know West Sound. It's going to be great for the Hammers because it's their first repeat opponent this season. So there's some familiarity there. And I have full faith in this coaching staff that they are going to make sure that the Hammers leave everything on the pitch this weekend. So yeah, that's in Silverdale. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. Be there or be square. And I feel really square for saying that just now. I apologize to all of you for having to hear that. All right, well, let's take a look at what happened in the EPL WA this past weekend. And I'll start with Saturday, May the 17th. I was actually down in Seattle on May 17th. I watched the Seattle Sounders take on San Jose Earthquake with EPL WA president Peter Ostrowski. Thank you, Peter, for allowing me to join you for that game. Seattle Sounders won 1-0 over San Jose Earthquake. Great seats. Oh, my God, the goal by Obafemi Martins. I got to tell you, I feel so lucky to have witnessed that in person. Oh, if you guys didn't see it, look it up on YouTube. It's amazing. But back to the EPL WA. So, yeah, so Saturday, May 17th, West Sound FC at 6 p.m. kicked off against Spokane Shadow, where they lost 3-0 at home. The game going at the same time that day, Vancouver Victory FC against Wenatchee United FC at Mackenzie Stadium. Vancouver Victory beat Wenatchee United 3-1. And the next day, Sunday, May 18th at 2 p.m., South Sound FC kicked off against Spokane Shadow. It was a doubleheader for Spokane, it looks like, this weekend, yes. And, yeah, they had a draw with South Sound FC. And so that made things interesting at the top of the table, but I'll get to that in a few minutes. May 18th, Vancouver Victory as well with a doubleheader this weekend, and they played against Yakima United FC. 5-4 win for Vancouver Victory. A thriller. I saw pictures from it. It was a monsoon, raining so hard. There were storm clouds. There was lightning. There was thunder. It was postponed, I believe, for a little while, and I think there was everything short of day after tomorrow sort of stuff. You know, if you guys remember that film. Yeah, I think there was, you know, tornadoes and hurricanes and everything. It was incredibly crazy weather. And, yeah, it was a thriller. 5-4, 9 goals. That must have been crazy to be at. But Vancouver Victory FC pulls out the win there. And, yeah, it looks like they played a classic there. A lot of the fans there are going to remember that match for a long time. Later on that day, 5 o'clock p.m., Seattle Stars played against Bellingham United. But you already know what happened in that game down at Starfire Sports Complex. Bellingham United FC beat the Seattle Stars 4-0. Do I have an applause track here? I'm not sure. Probably not. But just imagine it happened. So, yeah, 4-0, Bellingham United FC. I already went over that. Great, great, great to see. Now let's go to the standings in the Evergreen Premier League, this brand new league that is making a buzz everywhere. Bellingham United is atop the leaderboard with 4 wins, 1 loss, no draws, a goal differential of +9. Vancouver Victory, as I stated earlier, tied with us 4-1-0. And their goal differential, though, is at +6, so they're 3 behind there, and therefore we are in the lead. South Sound FC had their first blemish on their record this year with a 1-1 draw, which gives them a 3-0-1 record with a plus 4 goal differential. Yakima United FC, they dropped that game to Vancouver. They now have a 2-2-0 record with a plus 1 goal differential. They're hanging out in the 4th place spot. Spokane Shadow, they're still struggling a bit with 1 win, 2 losses, and a draw, plus 1 goal differential. They're in 5th. West Sound FC has that 1 win against Bellingham, 3 losses to their name, minus 8 goal differential. They're 6th place, and Wenatchee United hangs out in 7th with no wins yet, 3 losses, and a goal differential of minus 6. Seattle Stars FC, last place, 0-3-0, with a goal differential of minus 7. So there are your standings, and now let's give you the Goal King rankings, as they call it, on eplwa.wordpress.com. And yeah, these are the standings for who has the most goals in the league. We're going to see who gets that golden boot at the end of the season. Right now, leading the way is Junior Garcia with 4 goals for Yakima United FC. Hector Valdivinos, also from Yakima United FC, is in 2nd place with 3 goals. Nick Palodichuk from Vancouver Victory FC, he has 3 goals as well. Mirza Ramic from Vancouver, also with 3 goals. Nick Hammer from Spokane has 2 goals. Mickey Ramos from Spokane also has 2 goals. Tyler Bjork and Mohamed Marina, both with 2 goals. And they're both from Bellingham United, obviously. And then rounding out the other players with 2 goals are Dennis Stevenson from Yakima United FC, Andrew Weisauer from Bellingham United, Curtis Peterson from Bellingham United, and Jordan Jones from Vancouver Victory. So there you go. That's your multiple goal scorers in the league right now. That's obviously going to start to heat up as we go along in this season. Everybody just finding their feet, so to speak. So yeah, that's what I've got for you this week, guys. A big win for the Hammers. And let's hope they do it again this weekend. I can't wait until they come back home on June 8th. But yeah, so if you want to make that road trip, do it. And yeah, watch your Hammers hopefully get some revenge against West Sound this weekend. So take care of yourselves. Have a great holiday weekend. See you next week.